the 12 Hikes in 12 Months fundraiser is being undertaken by three friends, Paul Carmody, Joe Reedy and Niall Mitchell, to raise funds for Jack and Jill, who provide vital support for Paul's daughter, Paige, who has huge medical challenges. I spoke to the three lads about their latest hike, which is coming up on the 25th, and I first of all asked Paul to tell me about Paige.
I suppose we had a little baby girl last February, on the 7th of February, and she's born with 18q deletion. She's missing part of her 18 chromosome, so with that comes feeding problems. She's fed through a tube, she can't really swallow. She had club feet where her two feet were turning facing each other at birth. She had a little hole in her heart. She had a heightened diaphragm, so she had breathing problems. She had severe eczema. She has poor muscle tone. She has hearing loss, permanent hearing loss. So she had a load of conditions associated with 18q deletion. And we were in hospital for the first maybe, I think, 3 weeks or so. And then we were sent home without, I suppose, we only barely knew the condition at the start, and when we went home on our own, we were kind of thrown into the deep end. And she was being suctioned at the time. She couldn't swallow, so her saliva would cause her to choke, so we used to have a machine to take the saliva out of her mouth so she could breathe. It was literally that severe. So Jack and Jill came along and provided us with a night nurse 3 nights a week. So they used to stay up, because you'd have to be up 24 hours a day, because she could choke at any...
Yeah, you must have had minute. No energy left.
Oh, no energy. One of us are up 24 hours a day constantly. But then Jack and Jill came along and they'd done 3 nights a week for us, and they used to give us day hours as well, so we could go to bed and rest. And but even outside of that, the emotional support, explaining things that was happening, how to deal with them, what doctors we should be going to, you know, it was just... it was unbelievable what they'd done for us, in fairness.
Okay. And... why does it happen, and why did it happen? It's just one of these things that happens, or had you any inclination that this was going to happen before it happened?
No, we had no idea. We'd say when Paige was born, she was a cesarean section, and when she was born, we were told, yeah, healthy baby girl. And when we were in the recovery ward, they tried to give her a bottle of milk, and she weren't taking the milk. She just wasn't swallowing it. So they called the doctor to give a look, and they realised she was missing the palate, the roof from out, basically. And it kind of went from there. They'd done a couple of tests, and they'd done a genetic test, and then they realised that there was so much of the chromosome missing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's the help been like that you got from Jack and Jill?
I know it might sound dramatic, and Karina kind of gives out to me for saying it, but there's no way... I honestly don't think Paige would be there only for Jack and Jill today. Because like that, it was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She could choke at 2 o'clock in the day, she could choke at 2 o'clock at night. You literally had to sit there watching her 24 hours a day. And, you know, no one could really help outside of a medically trained person, because they didn't know what to do.
They wouldn't have the skills.
Yeah, they wouldn't. So as much as support we got, no one could really do anything for us, bar a nurse. And that's where Siobhan Reen and her team and Jack and Jill came out. And even to this day, Siobhan Reen, she provides so much support. I could ring her this minute and she'd be at the house within 20 minutes if we needed it. Or any of the nurses that we've had with Jack and Jill, they've just been amazing, in fairness.
Yeah, underlying the need, I suppose, for the fundraising that you're doing.
Huge, yeah.
Jor, tell me about how you got involved and what the fundraising drive has been like up to this point.
I suppose from the start, really, I suppose I just talked to Paul a few times about just... the support he'd been receiving from Jack and Jill, and I think we were just kind of saying we'd love to do something, just number one, just to support Paul, but just in general, something we could do for the Jack and Jill Foundation. Last year, just a friend of mine in Dublin, she had done a fundraiser for Motor Neuron Disease, Motor Neurons Ireland. She'd been doing that for her father. Her father passed away during the fundraising. Incredibly difficult time for them, but she would have said after that, you know, the fundraising, I think it gave her an enormous amount of meaning, and it a lot of people involved, you know, she found it was quite helpful to her at the time, and it also helped that organisation.
Yeah.
But the fundraisers that she did, which is very successful, just would have been online, just online donation, stuff like that, and they raised an enormous amount of money. And I think it was before Christmas there as well. Paul had done a climb up Torque Mountain, and I remember just saying to him, I'd love to have been there myself. I had something on in Dublin at the time, but the first thought that kind of came to mind, and I would have said to Paul and Niall as well, you know, why don't we do something like this next year, but do it, I suppose, on a bigger scale, really, if we could do like 12, you know, if we could do like over the 12 months. And I suppose that's where the idea for the, you know, the 12 hikes in 12 months came. And I think the minute I think we all talked about it, we kind of agreed straight away. It was just something we, you know, we should do, really. And again, just from talking to Paul, I just realised the work that the Jack and Jill Foundation are doing for him and for families around Ireland. We just thought this would be the perfect organisation to do that for, you know.
Yeah, because it's intensive, the sort of the support of it. It costs money. Absolutely, constant,
yeah.
Money,
yeah.
For the support it gets, so very important to do it. So how did you pick the list? The 12 places, a lot of them in Kerry, obviously.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of that was just from myself, really. I just would have seen, I'm working up in Dublin at the moment, and realistically I kind of said that the smart thing to do if we're trying to raise as much money as possible, why not, you know, try and draw in a crowd from, obviously, just my own people from Kerry, but just the people that I know in Dublin as well, if we could kind of divide it between the two. And I suppose just looking, I suppose realistically I just had a look online at, I suppose, some of the more popular places, some of them I would have known myself, and I was just thinking, if anything, there was probably too many places around Ireland, if anything. So we said, look, we'll try and narrow it down to 12. And I think initially as well, just the idea we kind of decided on, let's divide it between, I suppose, Kerry and the Dublin Wicklow area, to just bring in those two crowds, with the exception, sure, obviously, of Croagh-Patrick in Mayo,
July.
Which will be in July. Yeah,
yeah, so. Yeah. Okay, now tell me about your involvement. And you've done your first one, you were Dendalough in January, is it?
We did Glendalough in January, and it was a massive turnout. I think we'd like nearly 40 people, you know. So for the first one, we were delighted, like, you know. It was a great start. So we're just kind of hoping it can continue on. How I kind of got involved is, like, obviously I know the boys, were friends all our lives, George just kind of texted me one day, and he was kind of saying, look, he had this idea, and what do I think of it? And I was like, straight away, I was like, yeah, this is brilliant. And obviously, like, there's ways that we can't help, like, but it's like, this is a way that we can show our support, and we can do something, you know, just to kind of show Paul and Karina and Paige that, like, say, look, we're here, and, you know, we can help out in some way anyway.
Yeah,
you
know, so. Number two is the Gaffeton Law.
This month, that's the 25th of this month. So we're hoping that we can get a nice Kerry crowd there. Like, it's, look, everyone, I think everyone knows the Gaffeton Law is beautiful, like, you know. So we're hoping that we can get a big crowd now, get the Kerry crowd behind us. So we're kind of, as you said, we're here now today, and we're trying to just get more awareness about it now, and hopefully, yeah, you know, get people. And sure, look, it's the start of the year, people are always on about, you know, like, saying, we'll start
getting out there,
get out there,
the weather's getting a bit better, get active.
Yeah. So yeah, hopefully this will bring people along. And as I said, anyone that wants to join, we have a WhatsApp group or on Instagram, you know, so just 12 Hills for Jack and Jill, look it up and join away, and we'll be putting up information and stuff on
as
it there.
Goes by.
Yeah.
Did you have to do any training, lads, to get ready? You're all fit enough.
Yeah, you used to be once upon a time, Murray. Yeah. But yeah, there's still a lot of turkey to get rid of for Christmas. So, you know. But one of the questions, I suppose, that I'm being asked a lot as well, and I said the boys are the same, people have been asking, are some of the hikes tough? We would say, look, some are easier than others, really. Like, some of them, yeah, there's a bit of climbing involved. Others are like long walks, really, more than anything. So look, I think overall, like, we would feel, even if for somebody who hasn't done hiking before, it's manageable, yeah, enough.
And
really,
if you're,
you know,
from Kerry, there's one, whether it's the Valentia Skellig, you know, one in August. There's obviously, you've got Caron Toole, you've Mount Brandon, you've got the Loop Walk in Sneem. There's a walk for you, I'd say, in the Kerry,
yeah,
area,
absolutely,
if you want to.
100%, 100%, yeah. So, and I think that's just kind of the side of it as well. I suppose it's a lot of people who've been in contact have said, look, we're delighted to get involved helping with the charity. But people have said very openly as well, like, that it's good for, you know, they're talking about, you know, I want to get involved for my physical health. Even some people have said, you know, just for their mental health, just to, you know, something to look forward to every month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's positive all around. But look, I suppose, look, for us mainly, look, we're very much doing it for Paul. And, you know, that,
like, it's not as if we're not, like, you know, going at 100 miles an hour up,
no,
right? It's
no,
all, like, just, it's all about just, you know, enjoying it, like. And, you know, like, we've kind of met a few people now that, like, they're saying, oh geez, we're going to do the 12, do you know, they really like the first one, so yeah. You know, so we're kind of like, it's for everyone. If you've never done it, then why not give it a go?
Here's your chance, you know? It's, yeah, a social way of doing it.
Yeah, exactly, it's a social way, it's getting out, and it's hopefully raising, you know, some funds for Jack, yeah, and Jill. So
40,000 is the target, Paul, is it?
40,000, yeah. I suppose we kind of came up with that figure ourselves. We were it was hopped off hot ball kind of couple of times to see how much we would go for. Would we aim for more, aim for less? And we kind of went middle of the road and aimed for 40,000. If we get 40,000, it'd be unbelievable, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, every nurse that comes out, they have to be paid an hourly rate. They stay all night most of the times, you know, they're doing 18 hour shifts, so there's God knows how many homes around Kerry and around Ireland Jack and Jill are helping, so there's a huge cost. And as far as I know, most of the money for Jack and Jill is fundraising. I know it's, yeah, 20% given by the government, but the rest is true fundraising efforts like this, so every little helps, literally. So yeah, it'd be great if people could donate and help out.
Okay, alright, that's just the 12 hills for Jack and Jill on all the social media channels. Jor, Paul and Niall, thanks so much for coming in and telling a story, and good luck at the walk on February 25th, and the details of the rest of the walks are all on, and you can get involved and follow you, and you'll be giving information and start times and finish times and all of that.
That's perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks, man.